But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Lions topic is Super Bowl or bust. Some ticket texts and phone calls, 248-539-9797. We said, is that still the standard? There's injuries. You know Carlton Davis isn't coming back per Dan Campbell. Aiden Hutchinson's season-ending injury. Do you feel like it's still Super Bowl or bust? And we've all said yes, but we've asked you guys. Cliff in Detroit, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Well, listen, I'll be 75 in February. My dad took me to the Lions game at Tiger Stadium. So I've been a Lions fan my entire life, okay? My position is this. In light of all of the injuries we've had, it's not Super Bowl or bust for me. Not at all. So that's what I have to say about
why it. Why do you feel that way, Cliff?
You think they're playing with house money because of the injuries?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to lose our coordinators because everybody can see how fantastic they are.
Right, but Cliff, that's so, part of why we're saying, that's why we're saying there should be extra urgency, right?
And at 75, with all the pain that you've had over the course of your Lions life, wouldn't this be the moment where you're like, hey, they've got to win the Super Bowl?
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful all the way, but it's not a bust for me.
Okay.
They've shown their mettle.
Oh, they have, and they've given you lifelong memories.
And they still can't win. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I know. I'm not taking – Cliff, that's a really good distinction to bring up. If you call in and say it's not Super Bowl or bust, that doesn't mean you think they're losing.
No.
It's just you being honest about where you're at emotionally with this team.
You're still going to be happy with the season.
You're going to be happy if they lose in – happy if they lose in the Super Bowl. I can't even say it. I'd be disgusted. They're right there. They're going to lose the coordinators. I don't know how many great chances you're going to have where you're the host all throughout the NFC playoffs. And
We can look back in future years – and say, man, it was so much fun to go 15-2, and the buildup to the Lions Vikings, and we talked about it. It was the highest rated game, end of the season game since 2012. Like that's fun, and there are fun moments, and it's been exciting. The ride has been great, but let's make sure that we have the right perspective that the entire goal is not 15-2. The entire goal is not winning the division or winning the, those are goals that you can set to get to your ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Texter says a fan base that has a coach with the biggest set of balls. This fan base is being soft. It's Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or failure. Go get it. No excuses. Even with the injuries, guys, they are the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. Factoring in the injuries. They are expected to win the Super Bowl. Texter says, I want the callers to know you can have Super Bowl or bust as your mentality and still be proud of the team along the way.
Oh, sure.
And I think that's kind of what we're saying. Texter says it simply. Ricky Bobby put it best. Not first, you're last.
Yeah, not first, you're last.
And that's the mentality. He says, I don't agree with it.
And he didn't. I saw that scene the other day where he confronts his dad and his dad says, that's dumb. You could be second. You could be fourth. You could be sixth. Like, You just see the surprise and the disappointment on Ricky Bobby's face. I can't believe we're using a movie reference to talk about this, but like he didn't even know what to do with that information. I kind of feel the same way. I don't know what to do with the information. If they don't win the Super Bowl with all that they've done to set themselves up and give themselves every advantage, you don't know if they're going to be here again or not. You're hoping they will, but hope doesn't win games. Hope doesn't win Super Bowls.
I do believe in Super Bowl or bust. Texter says, I want to talk Super Bowl parade. Is it going to be all the way from Pontiac to Jefferson Avenue?
That'd be a long-ass parade.
And somehow I feel like there'd be enough people to fill it the whole way.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to start at the hospital, right? And work your way down. And that would have to be the Red Cross van that has the, 22 players on IR? They get put on the Red Cross bus.
They get afloat essentially in this yes. parade.
I did have, this is a true story, going to the pregame for Vikings on Sunday. I'm parking and I'm driving on Jefferson and there's Hart Plaza on my left. And it was the first thing I thought of. This is one of the places they'll be celebrating. When the Wings won the cup, they were at Hart Plaza. Like, this is where the parade's going to run.
Funny, on Twitch, and you can always watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/971theticket. Parade should start at the old Silver Dome. The old site of the Silver Dome. That's what's, that's so many painful memories.
Yeah.
You know, that's
actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Start there and roll down 75, right?
Yeah. Texter says, I don't agree with this stuff. I'm just basking in the reality that they're a great team. I'd love to win the Super Bowl. Yes, that's the goal, but I'm happy just having a team that people respect.
They're a good team. Great teams win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't think you get the great label until you win the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Kevin in Grosse Pointe. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, I think the stars have aligned, but I don't think this season is an anomaly. And so, therefore, I am not Super Bowl or bust. I've lived through the Pistons and a bad inbounds pass, taking our hopes and dreams away. I've watched a phantom foul against the Lakers take away the dream of an NBA championship. I've watched the left wing lock destroy President's Cups and first-round losses. I will endure any loss and come back on the other side because I know Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell will lead this team to a championship. If not now, then when? Next year or the year after and years to come. So this is not a Super Bowl or bust season. We need to be tough. Our city has seen this before. We've had dreams taken away from us in far eyes, and we will definitely endure if we do not win this Super Bowl.
Well, they're not going to cancel. They're not going to shut down the franchise if they lose.
Right, no, that would have happened after 0-16.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yes, and I agree with him that the city will endure. We will all move on. The franchise will endure, and they'll do their best to set themselves up in whatever season, future season that might be. And I do believe in Brad Holmes. I believe in Dan Campbell. I don't think this is the only bite at the apple, but
this would be a failed bite at the apple.
Yeah.
That's an excellent phone call because he's realistic in the window they have. They have a window like those teams, maybe longer than that Pistons team did. I don't know about as long as the Wings. That was ridiculous what they did over time. But guess who else had a window like that?
It was a no-cap era.
It was the Tigers.
Right.
Yeah. The 2006 Tigers to 2014. And I endured pitchers playing Little League Baseball in the infield. I endured bats going cold and Pablo Sandoval. I endured Big Poppy grand slam and the cop and Torrey Hunter going over the fence. And guess what? There was no ring. So while he provides great points, there is an example right there that you never want it.
248-539-9797. Marcus, you're next up. Super Bowl or bust, do you embrace that mentality?
Good morning, John. Cookie, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's going on? All right, two things. First of all, you know, as a boy, my mom's always told me to do things decent and in order. And Cookie, it was about 2 weeks ago. I called in and we were talking about bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
And I kind of disrespect you, and I'm apologize to you on
air. You don't need to do that.
I appreciate what you did.
I have to because that's how I was raised.
Okay.
So, bust, they're bust, bro. We got to win it. I'm sorry. I've been a fan since the 0-16, and we right there. I mean, we got to have it. Don't go halfway and stop.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
You're hosting. You're the one seed. You got the bye. Yeah. You're hosting the games. If you're in the Super Bowl, and again, there's this thought that Ben Johnson and or Aaron Glenn could be gone next year, and it's a reset and a reboot, and it's not impossible, but you're staring it in the face right now. Your own coach has said, I want the whole enchilada. Brad Holmes, we have the drop somewhere where he said he expects to win the Super Bowl, and they are still the favorite to do so, even with the injury. So I don't think you can make the excuse if they fall short, well, it's still a successful season. The only success is the Super Bowl, as defined by the coaches, management, and players, and I think the fans should be on board with that too.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
You had a note on the coordinators.
Yeah. The coordinators, everybody is always worried about losing the coordinators. And change is all can be painful. We saw it a couple of years with the Eagles. They lost both coordinators. What happens? They fall apart at the end of the season. Part of that was a bad hire in Matt Patricia. And we don't need to go down that road. But so there's plenty of examples of things changing and not working out. It can also be, there's two sides to that coin. Nobody can envision somebody doing a better job than Ben Johnson. And I know that's really hard to think about. Dan Campbell's still here. It's still his offense. Somebody might be better. It's not like we're sitting here saying Ben Johnson's the best coordinator in the history of the NFL. So who is next? Could be worse. Could also be better. Same thing with Aaron Glenn. Like, these guys should be head coaches. But it doesn't mean that you can't go out there. There is the chance it could be better.
I think the unknown is what you're
right. The unknown is always scary.
Yeah. Texts on both sides of the aisle here. Couple that say, yeah, I'm with you guys. Doug in Sterling Heights says Super Bowl is the end goal, period. Participation and effort trophies are not an option at this point. Ask the Patriots how they felt about their 18-0 season getting skunked and losing to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And another texter says, I wasn't Super Bowl or bust until I saw next year's schedule. It's going to be hard to get back here with home field. Super Bowl or bust, Matt in Metamora.
This next year's road schedule is tough, and we haven't talked much about it. But when you look...
What is it? Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens all on the road next season, among others?
Yeah, I mean, the road games are Baltimore, Chicago, obviously. I mean, the Green Bay, Minnesota. But you got the Bengals, you got the Ravens, you've got the Eagles, the Commanders, the L.A. Rams, Kelly Stafford's going to get her wish, and the Kansas City Chiefs, all on the road.
Some people who think we're being too harsh. Texter says, holy crap, guys. I want and expect them to win the Super Bowl, but if they don't, are you going to say they're a crap team or stop watching? Come on, man. That's from Cooper.
No, it's not what we're saying.
No. 15-2, and you guys are trolling for negativity? Damn, do better.
Not trolling for negativity. We got one that's trolling. Where's that one from?
Let me find it. Here we go. Oh, I underlined a key phrase.
Jamar
in Westland. We definitely need to win the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. Failed season if we don't. I want Goff to get hurt. We know Hooker's a better quarterback anyways.
I don't know if Jamar is real.
Jamar, he's been trolling us all season long.
Yeah, well, he wants Hooker every single text he sends in.
Right. So, Jamar, you know what? Hey.
I gave him what he wanted. We read his text.
Well, Hooker's. we don't even know if Hooker's going in. It could be Teddy Bridgewater. So take that.
I'm a little stunned on the we're trolling for negativity by saying they're the best team in the NFL. They should win the Super Bowl. We expect them to win the Super Bowl. I guess it's negative to point out if they don't, it's failure. But I don't think that's a gotcha. We're not trying to set them up. It's just being honest about where the Lions have elevated themselves.
Right. People want to enjoy the season. Can we enjoy the fact that the expectation is to be the best? The expectation. We said, hey, at the end of the Wings season last year, just say it, right? Expectations. Say the fact that you should be a playoff team. That is the expectation.
The other two top four favorites or top five favorites in the league. That's the expectation.
Yeah, do you think the Bills
fans
are going?
The Ravens, the Bills, the Eagles.
Yeah, the Chiefs have won back-to-back. If they don't win the Super Bowl, their season's a failure. They have Patrick Mahomes. Anytime they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure. For Buffalo, especially the franchise that is the Buffalo Bills, they have beaten both the Lions and Kansas City, and they have what is likely the MVP at quarterback. If they don't win, especially for Buffalo, who's been to four Super Bowls, it's a failure.